Welcome back to Torati Mechanachi Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Mishlei. We are up to Perek Chaf. More advice and wisdom from King Shlomo, the wisest of all men. We'll do a review of a number of psukim that I've chosen to highlight and then speak about one specific topic more in depth. So Perek Chaf begins as follows. Leitz hayayin home sheikhar v'chol shoga bo lo yachkam. So Melech here warns us about the dangers of wine. Wine is like a scoffer. Why is wine like a scoffer? Why is wine like a leitz? Because wine, of course, causes someone to behave in an inappropriate fashion. Strong drink is tumultuous, and any who is misled will not become wise by wine. That's how he begins, and it is, of course, advice that is still relevant and important down today. Continues King Shlomo, we'll go to Pasuk Gimel now. Kavod l'ish shaves meiriv v'chol avil yiskala. He warns us here about staying away from argument. Kavod l'ish, it is honorable to a man, shaves meiriv, when he ceases from quarrel. Something I stress all the time in my teachings is that Shabbat does not mean rest. Shabbos does not mean rest. It means cessation. It appears many times in Tanakh. Here you have an example of that in Pasuk Gimel. Kavod l'ish shavet meiriv. It is honorable for a man when he ceases from being involved in a quarrel. Great honor comes to someone who seeks out shalom and stays far away from quarrel. V'chol avil yiskala, however, every fool will be exposed. In other words, fools will be involved in quarrel and their foolishness will be exposed. Pasuk Hey, Mayim amukim etza b'lev ish v'ish tavuna yidelena. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water. And a man of discernment will draw from the water. Yidlena, dalo dalalan, who say the daughters about Moshe Rabbeinu, is drawing out the water. So deep waters are counsel in the heart of a man. And a discerning man will draw upon these deep waters of wisdom. Pasuk Zayin. Mishalech betumot tzadik. Someone who walks in his purity, in his wholesomeness, in his completion is a righteous person. Ashrei banav achara. Fortunate are his sons who walk after him. Fortunate are the sons of a person who walks in purity and sanctity and wholesomeness with God. Tamim tia m'shem elokecha. Pasuk Tes. Mi omer zikisi libi, who amongst us can say, my heart is totally pure, my heart is totally righteous. Taharti mechatasi, I have been cleansed of all my sins. Shlomo HaMelech is basically telling us, ein tzadik ba'aretz asher lo yachta. There's no such thing as a person who has not sinned. Who amongst us, what human being can say, zikisi libi, my heart is totally meritorious, my heart is totally pure. Taharti mechatasi, I am pure from my sins. All of us are fallible, sinful, yetzer hara drawn, and we do the best to our abilities to overcome the yetzer hara, but nobody can say, I'm totally righteous, I'm totally pure, I've never sinned. Pasuk Gid. The next pasuk is a theme actually that he repeats a number of times in this parak. Evan ve'evan, eifa ve'eifa, to'alas Hashem gam shnehem. The Torah warns us against this explicitly, having false weights and false measures in measuring and in commerce. Here Shlomo HaMelech says that someone who has different weights and different measures in order to cheat his customers is an abomination of God. Pasuk Gibbeis, Ozin Shama'as Va'ayin Ro'ah, Hashem Asar Gam Shneim. This echoes what is said in Pirkei Avos. What should a person know? What should a person do? He should contemplate three things and he should not come to sin. If you know what is above you, an eye that sees, an ear that hears, and all of your deeds are written in a book, you will never come to sin. Hear that is what Shlomo Melech tells us. Ozen shama'as. Know that there is an ear that hears. Va'ayin ro'ah. Know that is an eye that sees. All of our deeds are heard and all of our deeds are listened to and seen. They are recorded by God. Hashem asah gam shneim. Hashem does both of these. That's a good gimel. Al tav shena pentivresh. There you are. Sage advice. Don't love sleep. How much sleep do you think you need? Pentivresh. Lest you become poor. Lest you become impoverished. In other words, if a person spends their whole life sleeping, how could they be productive? They will become impoverished. By the way, this is both true physically. A person who sleeps too much will not be able to physically accomplish, but a person who spiritually sleeps too much will not be able to spiritually become successful. He will become spiritually impoverished if he's sleeping through life. Instead of rousing himself for avodas Hashem, rousing himself to learn Torah, he'll become impoverished. Pekach nechel, open your eyes, says King Shama. Don't go through life sleeping, both, and I'm saying spiritually and physically, we cannot go through life sleeping. We cannot go through life sleeping. Open your eyes, Saval Lechem, be satiated with food and with bread. In other words, if your eyes are open and you're not sleeping, you'll be satiated physically. And if your eyes are open spiritually, you'll be satiated spiritually. Pasuk Tesvav, Yesh Zahav Rav V'Rav Pininim, Ukli Akar Sifsei Da'as. There is gold, there is pearls, Ukli Akar, but the most precious vessel, Sifsei Da'as, lips of discernment. A constant theme in Mishlei, watch your words, because words of wisdom, words of kindness, words of intelligence are better than all the gold and all the pearls in the world, King Shlomo is telling us. Pasuk Yitzayin, I hope I'm going to get to what I want to focus on, actually. So many beautiful pieces of advice for us here. Pasuk Yitzayin, Arev le'ish lechem shaker ve'achar yimaleh pihu chatzatz. Bread of falsehood is sweet to a man. What does that mean? Steinjot k'tuvim. Food obtained in a dishonest manner can seem especially tasty at the time, but afterwards his mouth will be filled with gravel. In other words, this isn't only true of bread, it's true of any sin that we do. Sin is falsehood. Sin is the Yetzer Hara. At the time, it seems sweet to speak the Lashon Hara, but afterwards your mouth will be filled with gravel. Another focus on speech, Pasuk Yitess, Go Lasod Halech Rachil. One who reveals a secret is walking as a gossip monger. Ulefosa Sifasav Lotis Arev. One who goes about gossiping reveals secrets. Do not be involved with one who spreads his lips open wide, says King Shlomo. Pasuk Chaf, Mekalo Aviv Imo Yidach Nero. The Ashun Choshech. This is also about speech and also about respecting one's parents. He who curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be extinguished into black darkness. Pasuk Chav Dalet, which is really what I want to speak about. So actually, I'm going to go to Pasuk Chav Zayin and come back to Pasuk Chav Dalet. Pasuk Chav Zayin tells us as follows: Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Adam. Very, very famous pasuk. Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Adam. Chofesh Kol Chardei Batan. So here we have this. If you've heard this terminology before from scriptures, here it is, Mishlei Peruchav, Pasuchav Zayin, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the candle of God is the soul of man, Chofes Chol Charde Botan, who searches all the chambers of the belly. God knows everything about us, our external, our internal, our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions, our actions. He searches the internal chambers of our belly, and it is our soul, the soul of man, that represents the flame, the candle, the light of God in this world. Now I'm going back to Pasuk of Dalet, okay? May Hashem mitzadei gover. This might sound very familiar from Berakas HaShachar, where we say that Hashem is the Mechin mitzadei gover. May Hashem mitzadei gover. From God are the steps of man. Va'adam ma'yavin darko. And a man, can he understand the ways of the Lord? I want to focus on this Pasuk, May Hashem mitzadei gover. It is a very high level of amuna, something that we all strive for, to recognize that wherever we are, the people we encounter, the situations in our life, business transactions, meetings, friends, the things that people say to us, the things that happen to us, may Hashem mitzadei gover. God plans the footsteps of man. Va'adam ma'yavin darko. Who amongst us can understand the ways of the Ribono Shel Olam? What do we know of how Hashem runs the world? What do we understand about the plans of God? What can we understand? Moshe Rabbeinu himself said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Masechas Shabbos tells us this, Zayin, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, why is there a righteous person who suffers? Why is there a wicked person who prospers? I think the reason I chose to focus on this pasuk specifically, you know, I had read through the parak a number of times, the pshat, the translations, and I couldn't think of what to focus on. I like to focus on something specific. But I am recording this shir on Motzei Shabbat of Parshas Naso in Chutz Arts, Parshas Baloscha in Eretz Yisrael. And the news from Eretz Yisrael this past week and this past Shabbat were very, very difficult. First of all, earlier in the week, Mayor Tamari was shot dead in a West Bank terror attack. He was laid to rest this past Wednesday. From when I am recording this again, this is Motzei Shabbat, Parshas Naso in Chutz Arutz and Parshas Balotcha in Eretz Yisrael. He was laid to rest on Wednesday past, which would have been his 32nd birthday. He was shot at Point Black Range in a drive-by shooting attack on the road in the Shamran. He was buried on his 32nd birthday, and he left behind his wife, Tal, and a 3-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son. His wife eulogized him and she said, "You were supposed to be 32 years old today. Instead of wishing you a happy birthday, I'm now alone with the children," said Tal to Mari as she fought back tears. During her husband's burial, she was photographed standing over the burial plot holding her 3-year-old daughter, and her 1-year-old son was strapped to her back. "It does not make sense. Our children won't be able to see your light, experience you more, grow with you, learn from you, your honesty, your willingness to help others. This is an unfathomable reality." So on Tuesday of this week, Mayor Tamari Shamim Komdamo was murdered in a terror attack driving on the Shamran. Furthermore, if you saw, I believe it was Thursday, a woman who was critically wounded in the infamous Sabaro terror attack died of her injuries at Ichilov Hospital, hospital authorities said Wednesday. Chana Tova Chaya Nachenberg, Hashem Yikom Dama, was 31 years old. On the day, a Palestinian suicide bomber killed 15 civilians, including 7 children, and wounded over 100 others at the Sabaro Pizzeria in downtown Jerusalem on August 9, 2001. She was laid to rest in Modi'in on Thursday. She was born in New York. She was at the pizzeria that day with her daughter Sarah, 3 years old at the time, who was escaped from the attack physically unharmed. Her father, Yitzchak, eulogized her and said, "His daughter died on Wednesday after almost 22 years of heroism." 22 years after the Sabaro attack, Chana Tova Chaya Nachenberg, who was 31 years old at the time, who was in a vegetative comatose state for 22 years, was laid to rest after she died on this past Wednesday. Hashem Yikom Dama. Bring the total victims of the attack to 16 deaths. And finally, over Shabbat on the Egyptian border, 3 Israeli soldiers were murdered by terrorists on the border. Staff Sergeant Ohad Dahan, Hashem Yikom Dama, Staff Sergeant Ori Yitzchak Iluz, Hashem Yikom Dama, and Sergeant Leah Ben Nun, Hashem Yikom Dama, they were killed by Egyptian terrorists on Shabbat. One of the soldiers killed on Shabbat morning was identified as Sergeant Leah Ben Nun, Hashem Yikom Dama, of Rishon LeZion. She was 19 years old. The second soldier killed by the Egyptian terrorists was Staff Sergeant Ori Yitzchak Iluz, 20 years old, Hashem Yikom Dama of Tzfat. And then on Shabbat afternoon, Staff Sergeant Ohad Dahan, 20, Hashem Yikom Dama of Ofakim, was killed in a shootout with terrorists. Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi said, "This is a serious incident in which 2 IDF soldiers and a female soldier fell in operational activity to maintain security at the Egyptian border. We are investigating the incident in a thorough and in-depth matter." And, I actually reviewed this parak a few times and I didn't know what to focus on and what to teach. But I think this pasuk, in light of the current events, Rechman al-Tzlan, and you know, no matter where we live, we're all connected. Achinu b'nei Yisrael nesum b'tzar v'shivya. Jews are not disconnected from one another. We are all related. We are all brothers. We are all sisters. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. And when one cries, we all cry. Shem HaMelech tells us, "Me Hashem mitzadeh gavar v'adam ayavin darko." From the Lord are the footsteps of man. And man, what does he understand of his ways? I want to quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav Zatzal. "A Jew must accustom himself to the idea that not all questions have answers. This is a general rule in Talmudic pedagogy. The scholar who feels an imperative to resolve all difficulties, in fact, is not a scholar at all. When a difficult question is posed in the Gemara, the response is teiku. It stands for Tishbi Yubarikushi Osuvayos. In other words, the answer is unknown. That if God gave us the oral law, how could it not encompass all answers? How can the Gemara be so inconclusive? My father," says the Rav, in other words, Rav Moshe Salvechik, asked this question. And he said, "The Gemara's teiku must reflect the unresolved questions within every individual. If a Jew never has to say teiku, if all of life's questions are answered for him, he is nothing more than a fool. At the same time, the ability to say teiku should not change one's guiding principles or stymie further study. I must take note of the difficulty and move on. Unanswerable, unexplained tragedies have likewise accompanied the Jew in his long history. A Jew regularly recites a blessing upon eating and satisfying his hunger. At that moment, he is well. He is healthy, his possession of his faculties. One can sense the presence of God. In cruel contrast, upon the tragic death of a loved one, the Jew tears his clothing in his greatest grief, and yet he recites a blessing. This expresses a person's ability to engage in passive acceptance. The Gemara's Teiku, says the Rav, based on the teaching of his father of Moshe Soloveitchik, is that unanswerable, unexplained tragedies have likewise accompanied the Jew in his long history. And yet a Jew must take note of the difficulty and move on. It must not stymie our further study. It must not change our guiding principles. It's a very powerful, powerful piece of the Rav that often comes to mind. And this week in Eretz Yisrael, when we lost five holy neshamos due to Rachmana Litzlan terror attacks, we just don't understand. We just don't understand. And there's no answers. And whoever says they have answers, they don't have answers. I have to do introspection, self-reflection. How can I be better? How can I be a better Jew, a better person, come closer to God, come closer to my fellow members of Kali Yisrael, increase Shalom. But other than that, we wait for Hashem to reveal himself on that great day. And we remember that May Hashem Mitzadei Gavar, God plans the footsteps of man. Ve'adam Maya Vin Darko, a man, how can he understand his ways? We daven that Hashem should lead us on the right path. We daven for clarity. We daven for koach. We daven for the families in Eretz Yisrael who are bereaved. Ad Masai, Shemim Kam Damam. But we also understand that we are here for a mission. We are here for a purpose. And God plants our footsteps. We bow our heads to the Ratzon Hashem. And we do our tafkidim as best as we can. Because like King Shlomo says in Pasuk of Zayin, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The lamp, the candle of God, is the soul of man. May we be zocha to always share besoros tovos. I wish you a beautiful day. And Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Kol tov, and thank you to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zeicher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.